All right, everybody, it's time for the bonus hour. Thank you for being here. I'm Bill, that's Wendy. Call us or text us at any time during the show at 312-235-2525. I have to tell you something. Twice a year, Wendy, I do this thing. I consider it a cleanse.
That's what it is.
Some people have called it a diet. It's not a diet. It's a cleanse. Every year on October the 1st, I go 51 days from October 1st till my birthday, November 21st, without eating or drinking anything bad for me.
So you don't have any alcoholic beverages at all?
No. The only things I drink during that time period are water and club soda. That's it. And I don't break it at all.
What do you typically drink besides that on any given day? An occasional drink here and there, alcoholic beverage?
Yeah. I'm not a big drinker, so it's not the biggest deal in the world. I do like if I'm in a Mexican restaurant, I do like a margarita. I do like beer. I do like wine from time to time. So I can't have any of that, right? So what normally happens is, on the night that cleanse is supposed to start, it started last night at midnight. We always go out somewhere that I like, and I have...
So you can purge.
A little bit.
No, not purge. Binge.
Binge.
I get them mixed up.
Binge. Although the movie The Purge would have been interesting if it was The Binge instead of The Purge.
I'll keep that in mind. So, I've never seen it.
Hollywood directors, if you're listening, please think about that idea.
Maybe there'll be a sequel. Or a prequel.
The Binge. I like it. So we always go out somewhere that my family is very kind. They let me pick a restaurant, and it's always a place that I know has, you know, either drinks or food that I won't be able to eat during the 51 days or a dessert or whatever. So we did that last night, and I said to my family, hey, instead of getting a dessert here, what I would really like to do is there's this limited edition flavor of Edie's ice cream or dairy treat. It's not considered ice cream.
Non-dairy treat.
Yeah.
Dairy treat means there's milk in it.
I think there's milk in it. I don't think there's enough fat content to constitute it being called, like, much like Dairy Queen, it's frozen dairy treat, but it's not ice cream. You know what I mean?
Who cares? Is it good?
It's so good. They've got a limited edition flavor that's triple peanut butter, and it's just fantastic. It's so good. I know you don't like
it. That's two times too many peanut butter.
It's a lot of peanut butter. It's peanut butter flavored ice cream with a peanut butter ribbon through it, and then also little Reese's peanut butter type cups. If you love peanut butter, and I do, it's amazing. It's really, really good. But the fact that it's limited edition, because I said to my family, when my 50 days are up, they're not going to have this flavor anymore. So let me get that one last burst in tonight. And they said, of course. So we went to Jewel. And you know how...
That's a great place to go for dessert.
You know how when I get excited about something, I have this almost cherubic flavor to me where I'm just, I got a big smile on my face and
yes.
I'm practically skipping.
Humming.
I'm humming. I'm skipping. I'm hugging strangers. So I get to my grocer's freezer, as they say in the commercials, to get my triple peanut butter ice cream. And it has been replaced by another limited edition flavor just in time for Halloween. Pumpkin spice.
Get the heck out of here.
So not only was I...
Oh, Bill.
Not only was my dream just crunched in front of me, but it was crunched by my least favorite flavor on the planet, pumpkin spice.
What happened?
I cursed fate. I pulled a Heston. I just, in the middle of Jewel, I went, damn you, Edie's.
All right.
Why would you do that to a guy on his last day where he can only eat junk food one more day and he just has that one? That's like being on death row and they say, what's your final meal? And you go, well, I wouldn't mind some king crab. And they go, yeah, they don't make it anymore. Sorry.
All right.
Got to have Brussels sprouts instead.
That would be your luck, wouldn't it?
No.
Have you had the triple peanut butter before?
Yeah.
All right. Because it said that.
It's really good.
Dryers, which is also Edie's.
Yeah.
Edie's.
Isn't it weird that they have dryers and briars?
Never thought about
it.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange. And I think John Cryer also has his own ice cream brand, I think.
Dryers are kicking off 2018 with a new ice cream that stacks goodness on top of goodness with a little extra goodness.
That's so exactly how it should be described, because that's what it is.
It combines peanut butter light ice cream.
Oh, they're calling it ice cream?
With a peanut butter ribbon.
Now, is this their official press kit, or is this somebody reviewing it? Because I don't think it doesn't say ice cream anywhere on it. It says dairy treat. Whatever it is, it's just so good.
The things you quibble over.
It was so good.
Yeah, but it's been out since 2018, so that's been a pretty long limited edition.
Well, no, here's what had happened. It came out last year as a limited edition. It was available for a while, and then they pulled it because they make a new limited edition flavor every month or month and a half or 2 months. So this wasn't up to standards. If you know, because it's Halloween, they feel the need to have that pumpkin spice flavor, so they take away something that people love, and they do this.
It says with fresh milk and cream, triple peanut butter.
But is it their website, or is it just a reviewer talking about it?
I'm looking at Dryers.
It? Yeah?
Limited edition.
It doesn't say ice cream on the package.
I can't zoom in on it.
Move closer. Closer. Dr. Tongue's 3D House of Ice Cream.
Thank you. I can't zoom in on what it is, but it's ingredients, skim milk, peanut butter. It's light ice cream is what it is.
Is it? Yeah? All right.
Artificial.
I don't remember seeing the word ice cream anywhere on the packaging. And if you were making ice cream, you'd put the word ice cream on your package. I would.
Yeah. My phone just made a weird noise at me. You can still get it. It says in Seattle, Washington at a Target.
I can't now because I can't have sugar. If I could have sugar, I would fly out. I'd leave right now. I'd head out there right now.
Where are you going? Target?
Target in Seattle.
All right. Well, I'm really sorry
No, it's not your fault, Wendy. I should have planned. You know, I should have planned ahead. I should have said, what's the worst case scenario on the last night that I can have sugar? And that is they take my flavor away from me and replace it with a repugnant flavor that nobody wants. And that's how it played out. That was life just pulling my pants down and pointing and laughing at me. That's what it was.
That was triple something else.
It says
fresh milk and cream with no RBST.
Yeah, there's no RBST in it at all.
From cows not treated with the growth hormone RBST. No artificial colors or flavors. Added colors from natural sources.
Right. No RBST to be found. Sometimes I'll get a side of RBST and dip, fun for dipping. But not this time. There was no fun to be had.
Well, so did you go somewhere else to get a backup dessert?
Nope.
Well, that's not right.
Nope.
You did it wrong.
I ate chalk.
So you had a Necco wafer? Bill, I can't find out. I can't zoom in on the thing to see if it's...
No, that's all right.
I just want to see if it's
ice cream. If it is or is not ice cream. There's a bunch, you know, that look like ice cream because they're in an ice cream style package and everything about it says ice cream, but then they don't use the words ice and cream, and you go, well, then it probably isn't ice cream. Dairy Queen is the best example in the world of that. If somebody said, hey, quick, we're going to the ice cream stand on the corner, you go, oh, Dairy Queen, I'm in. But it's not officially ice cream.
Well, Bill, I think you're getting confused because Ben & Jerry has non-dairy frozen desserts.
They have a branch of their flavors that is that.
Right.
Most of Ben & Jerry's is your traditional ice cream.
Right.
But then they also have what you just described.
But it doesn't say that this is a non-dairy, and it can't be a non-dairy because there's milk and cream in it, so it has to be ice cream. I don't know.
Well, there has to be a certain... There's like a thread count.
But it's light ice cream.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't think they... Having stared into the eyes of this container...
You would know.
I don't remember seeing the word ice cream, any words ice cream anywhere on there.
Ice cream must contain a minimum of 10% dairy milk fat.
See, that's what it is with these, they're not hitting the 10% mark. So even though it's on the road to ice cream, it's not quite ice cream.
But so does it say non-ice cream?
No, why you wouldn't put that on there. It'd scare the kids. Kids would be frightened.
I think it's light ice cream.
Yeah. Whatever it is, I didn't get any yesterday. I'm not happy.
Light ice cream swirled with peanut butter. So it's light ice cream. So I think things have changed because if it has to have all that milk fat, but it doesn't because it's light, but it's still ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bill.
For the record, Kilwin's peanut butter ice cream is way better. Their double peanut butter pie is the best peanut butter ice cream of all time. But we weren't near there, and it was late, and I thought Kilwin's would be closed. So I thought Jewel, 24-hour Jewel, they would help me out.
How late was it?
Just after 10 o'clock.
I got to see if Kilwin's is open.
No,
doesn't anybody check at their phone?
I think they're open till 9.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
You really shouldn't have ice cream after 9.
Well, normally I would agree with that, but this was my last day of fun food freedom.
Are you trying to get all of us to feel sorry for you?
Nope, I'm not. I just think that if the universe was balanced properly...
It's not. I could have told you that.
Now I know for sure. But so ends my optimism.
And your ice cream.
And my ice cream. Right.
You know, I'm already over ice cream. I have an addictive personality, but the good news is it's only temporarily addictive.
You wear it down, right?
It might be. That might be it.
Yeah.
Seriously, I go through these phases. I know how much you love ice cream. Kim Gordon, who does the news with us, loves ice cream.
She and I are in an ice cream. It's like a book club, but we just have ice cream.
Wouldn't that be great if you could just tape a penny to a piece of cardboard, an index card, send it in and get ice cream for free?
Yes.
Like you pick out 18 flavors like you did the records or
you
the
just
CDs?
Described heaven. That's what heaven would be like.
Everyone's heaven is different.
That would be so nice.
So I went on this crazy Grater's ice cream craze.
Yeah.
It really was a crazy craze.
Yeah.
The coconut chocolate chip. I had it. I was... Like, I had to have a backup. Like, I had to buy two at a time because if one was opened, I had to know that there was one unopened waiting for me in the freezer.
That's commitment.
I went hog wild. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I just all of a sudden, it must have been for a month straight. I had at least a little of it every night.
Every day, did you?
Yeah. I'm not one that can eat a whole container ever at one time. You can?
Well, I could, but the secret to it is you want to serve yourself as much ice cream as you think is the right amount of ice cream and then put it back in the freezer.
Right.
Because if you bring the container,
you're done.
Why wouldn't you keep eating it?
Yeah, I just put like maybe...
A scoop or two?
Yeah, maybe three That's or fair. Four just tablespoons. I don't use an ice cream scoop.
I don't either. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Everyone else in my family...
Like, why dirty it?
I don't understand that.
And
but my family won't, they won't even think about it. They go, if you're going to serve ice cream up, you got to use a scooper.
Bill, there are times that there's one fork is the only utensil left that's clean before the dishwasher has run. I'll use a fork to get it out. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, just get it out and get it in, you know, your mouth.
Right.
So this was probably a month, maybe even a little longer. Every day I had a little.
Wow.
And then
for a non-ice creamer like yourself,
I went nuts.
That's a lot.
I know. I couldn't help myself. It was so good. And they had these just big chunks of chocolate that were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point where it's like, you know what? I'm a little burnt on that. So I'm not going to have any today.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day came and I'm like, I didn't have any. And I noticed it was still in the freezer. There was a little bit left.
Yeah.
I had it, and I thought, this is really delicious, but I think I'm finished with it.
Wow.
And I haven't had it...
For how long?
Now it's been probably 2 or 3 weeks.
And there's some in your freezer, and you see it every day?
I finished that off. There wasn't that much left, and it's like, yeah, it's good. I don't know what my obsession was over it, and then now I'm finished with it.
Are you looking for something new to replace it? Would you be able to do this if there was still just a little bit left in the container in your freezer? And you saw it every day. You open your freezer up to get ice or whatever, and there's the ice. Would you go, I got to have that?
Nope.
You'd be, wow.
Isn't that bizarre? I went through a Toll House cookie phase for a while. I think this was when we had kids. I was going to blame it on we didn't, you know, it was the kids. It was. I thought, oh, I'm going to make the, you know, you can get the dough that's in your grocer's yes. refrigerated section.
Yes.
And you just break it off, put it in, and make the Toll House cookies.
Sure.
It takes away a lot of the mess and the hassle.
Yeah.
And I went through a phase where, like, every night I baked cookies, just the easy ones. And it's like, oh, I have to
every
have these.
Night.
For, again, maybe about a 2 to 4 week span somewhere in there. And then just that next time, I'm like, I don't want these.
That's so interesting that you, it like just I, comes and goes with
I
you.
I burn myself out of something,
yeah.
and then I move on. There was a time that I had like a couple of, I had a Whopper every day for like 4 days, and then
you
I'm
did?
Like, I'm burnt on Whoppers. I love Whoppers. That was like...
4 days in a row, though.
Yeah.
Even the Burger King himself would say to you, hey, ease up on the Whoppers. What are you doing?
Maybe I skipped a day, but it was definitely four times that week.
Did they know you in your local Burger King? That you're
no,
like,
I went
oh,
to a different
Whopper,
one every time.
Because
I didn't want to look, you know, I didn't want to be judged.
Like you had a Whopper addiction.
addiction. But it's the strangest thing. I go through these little phases where it's like, I got to have it, I got to have it, I got to have it.
And then it burns
then,
itself
yeah.
out. And the intervals are always different with the various foods or whatever it is.
It's anywhere.
Like sometimes it's a few weeks, sometimes it's a few days.
It's usually a few weeks. The Whopper thing, I just realized I can't eat like that every day.
Yeah. No, it's not in your best interest.
It was 3 or 4 times in 1 week. It wasn't, maybe not back today. I know.
Even that's
I
a
love
lot.
Whoppers. That is like, you know, if you're going for the best fast food cheeseburger, that would be a Culver's to me. I think they do a great job.
Yeah.
Especially when you need some grease there, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Culver's just hits the spot, but a Whopper is...
And they even call them butter burgers, which isn't fair. I'm
well,
sure
there's butter in
I
it.
I know there is, but that's not fair to call it that.
I never get the custard there, though. Do you?
It's, yeah, it's good. See, my problem with their custard is that it's always chocolate or vanilla custard with stuff in it, like... Other custard places make flavored custard.
Oh, they have flavored custards. They have like a flavor of the month.
Well, they change it every day at Culver's, but it's almost always chocolate or vanilla with stuff mixed into the chocolate and vanilla. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes it'll be peach melba flavored custard. But for the most part, it's chocolate or vanilla, and then they throw whatever the mix-ins are in with that.
The mix-ins. I love it.
The mix-ins. Remember former President Richard Nixon?
Yes. Frozen custards to go. I just want to check because I did not think that they just had vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah, more times than not.
Although if you're going to mix things in, that's more like a concrete or something.
Yes, right.
That's interesting.
What?
Well, it just shows the chocolate frozen custard pint, vanilla
yeah.
frozen custard pint, and then it says find your flavor.
Out of those two?
Well, I don't know. You might be right
for?
Here.
Well, I could be here all day. Chocolate. No, I'm going to go vanilla. No, you know what? I'm going to go chocolate.
The flavor of the day is Andy's Mint Avalanche.
Yeah.
It's green ice cream. It's not vanilla.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's mint flavored ice cream?
Yeah.
All right. Or custard, I'm sorry.
That's flavor of the day. At my Culver's, I don't know about yours.
I think they're uniform.
Well, then how come I had to put in my zip code?
Oh, are you going to get texts now?
Let me see what Berwyn has as the flavor of the day. You're right.
Same?
Ooh, do you want to get get your flavor forecast?
I can't because I can't have sugar.
That's
that would
right.
be cruel.
All right, but they do have, all right, tomorrow is dark chocolate decadence. Pumpkin pecan is Thursday.
Stop forcing us to want pumpkin. We don't want it.
Double strawberry is Friday, and chocolate Heath Crunch is Saturday.
That sounds all right.
So, I mean, it's not just vanilla and chocolate mix-ins. That's their
yeah.
other thing. But they do have flavors. I'm done with ice cream.
Wow.
I know.
Those are words you will never hear me say under any circumstance.
Except now for 51 days.
Even if they said they could extend my life by 10 years. If they offered me that option, they go, we'll give you 10 extra years, but you can never have ice cream again. I'm good. Thanks. I'll take the ice
that
cream.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's true, though.
I could totally do it.
It's so
oh,
true.
I could not. But now, living my life without pizza?
Yeah,
I
you couldn't
do
that.
No.
No. Nope.
And I go through that with my pizza things too. We'll order pizza a few times a week, and then it's like we were doing the pucks and pizza every time there was a Hawks game, and I screwed up. It should have just been every home game.
Yeah.
But then it got to be like, okay, I'm sick of pizza. And
if you were doing it every game, you were having it 3 days a week.
I know.
That's too much pizza.
I know. That was my whole Pucks and Pizza campaign that I tried to do 2 years ago, and it's like, should have just been home games.
Yes.
Because I literally...
Even that's a lot. I mean...
I know, but...
Because it's in bunches.
Most people have one pizza a week.
Maybe you should change it to Pucks and Poultry, then you can have chicken.
Yeah.
Right.
We could do that.
Pucks and Popcorn.
Yeah, that's good.
Pucks and Peas.
Oh, I hate peas. I really just don't. Why do peas exist?
I like a good pea.
It's just soft. I mean, we had them all the time. My mom would make dinner. Single mom, she'd work.
Dump them out of a can or out of the bag. I mean, take
but
nothing.
But whoever liked them?
Right.
I like just, them.
Pucks and pretzel bread.
That'd be good.
Do
Pucks
that.
And pretzels, yeah.
Wouldn't be that expensive. Mom, we're not having pretzels for dinner again, are we? Yes. You know the rules of Pucks and Pretzels. Every time the Blackhawks play, that's what we have for dinner.
But I do have that weird temporary addiction to something,
yes.
And then I'm
done
with it.
I think we all do that, and then you burn out on it.
Not
you
to
know
Wendy's
what, Pucks
extreme, though.
And Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that'd be all right.
I could go the rest of my life never having another Pop-Tart.
I always think that, but then when I have one, I go, oh, this is how life should be.
Brown sugar cinnamon. Me too. Or chocolate fudge.
That's too chocolatey.
Yes.
But even for you?
Even for me.
You've got to toast it.
No, I never toast them.
Really?
Get them fresh out of the bag.
You have to forfeit all breakfasts. You do not put milk in your cereal,
no.
And you do not toast a Pop-Tart. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I've had them toasted, and they're fine. No. More cereal.
Why do you even pour it in a bowl?
Orange juice on her pretzel, on her cereal. It makes
what?
Me sick. Yes,
orange juice?
Oh, yeah. It grossed me out.
That's not good.
It was so gross.
All right. Well, I'm over my hump of the Grater's ice cream.
No more.
I don't. I have no desire for
really?
It at all.
Well, maybe it's because of the weather change.
No.
Can you feel like when your tolerance is coming to an end with a certain product? Do you know it that day, or does it take a couple of times where you like it less and less
yes.
and less?
Yes, it's a gradual wane.
Yeah.
Because really, the last few times I had the Grater's coconut chocolate chip, I went nuts for probably 3 or 4 weeks. I did. It's just like every day I had some. And then I had it. There was some in the freezer, and I'm like, oh, I haven't had this in a while. Let me get my habit going again.
Yes.
I tasted it, and I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before, it was like the best thing ever known to man.
What a strange turning point to something that you love so much to just going, it's all right. I don't need this anymore.
I just realized...
Are you going to do that with your kids?
No, but I just realized, you know, if Jim listens to the stream all the time, honey, don't worry. I must not be that much fun to live with.
Why?
Well, not fun, but I mean, because everything is different all the time with me. You know,
well,
usually you get in a groove.
Exciting, that things
but it's
are
not
always
good
different.
You're unpredictable.
Yeah, that's not always
well, one
good.
One thing doesn't make you happy, you move on to something else that does.
Again, yeah. Jim, Kim doesn't mean anything by that.
Right. We're talking food, Jim.
Right.
Only
that's
food.
What we mean. All right, we'll take a quick break. And then will you come back? You'll still be here, right?
I'll be here.
Yeah, we'll still do more shows. You know this song?
Yes, it's Star Wars related.
It sounds like it.
I do know this song, though.
I Could Never Be Your Woman. Is that what it is?
What?
That's the
yes,
name of
you could.
That's the name of the song. I think so. Is that right, Jeff?
But that was the Star Wars theme.
Well,
it
sounds
was.
A little bit like the Stormtroopers March.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Imperial Death March.
The Imperial March.
And
yeah.
Now Jim's listening and he just fell off his chair because...
Yeah.
Well, what is this song, Jazzy?
White Town.
White Town.
And the song is?
I don't know. I can't see it. Hold on.
I think it's called I Could Never Be Your Woman, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Is this any way?
You know, I was an alternative rock jock for a while.
Bill is right.
Yeah. I Could Never Be Your Woman. Why did you make a lemony face? You did. You made
because
a lemony
sometimes
face.
You just amaze me at
because
the things
why?
You know. Because most of the stuff that you know, I expect you to know, and then you'd come out with
pull
some
something.
Other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think I would know the name of that song?
No.
We used to play this at Q101. That got a lot of airplay
at
Q101.
I remember that, but I blocked that out because, you know, that's no way to start off a... Oh, come on.
Oh, what?
A Rocktober. Oh. I've gone all day without saying Rocktober.
No.
It's Techtober.
Yeah.
Rocktober. What else is it?
Spooktacular.
Oh, yeah. We did it. I didn't remember the name of that song, but I do remember hearing it.
That was a great song. I like that.
Great.
You know, when we started at Q101, it was alternative music, which was a radio way of saying top 40. They didn't want to call it top 40. They go, kids won't listen to top 40. We'll call it alternative. We'll fool people. So when we started there, I knew almost none of the music, and I didn't like what I heard.
Me too.
And then by the time it was over, I loved the music.
I liked a lot of it.
2.5 years later, I loved it. It was really pretty good stuff.
It really was good.
Yeah.
But I liked alternative music. I just don't know how you label music anymore.
I don't. It's harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. Because it blends together sometimes.
Yes. Well, it's just so different.
Like country rock, country. Yeah. You know, there's different genres now that are kind of a mix of all of it.
Right.
Can I just tell you, like, is Taylor Swift, is that technically country? Because that's just pop.
Well,
music.
When she started,
country,
I think she started,
but I think she's now more pop.
Yeah,
rock.
More mainstream pop.
Yeah.
How about, let's just categorize it, good music and bad music.
Oh.
And I'm not, you know, knocking.
Who would be the decider of what is isn't good and bad?
What makes you feel good when you hear it?
Oh, for each person individually, yeah.
See, I'm not trying
to. You know, and you can do that if you listen to, like, Pandora. You can hit the button if you like it, you don't.
Yeah. That's miraculous.
It's so cool.
That is miraculous.
It is pretty great.
Yeah.
See, I embrace a lot of technology and quite honestly can't live without it. But then other technology is like, I'm starting to believe, Bill, where robots are going to come and...
They'll destroy us.
Yeah.
You'll see.
And then, but when
robots
technology goes awry, it can be so frustrating and annoying.
Right.
That's true, because we don't have the skill set to, like, fix it, you know, if something's going wrong.
Right, or even just, like, if you go on a website and you want to fix something, for example, you know, we moved recently.
Yeah.
So when you forward your mail, you forward it normally as a family because everybody in your family is moving with
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
But in my case, my children bought my house. So when I forwarded my mail as a family because my husband and I were moving, now I'm getting my kids' mail because we have the same last name.
Oh.
And you can't call the post office. So you kind of have to figure out how do you do that online.
How do you do that?
Well, here's what I did finally. So I decided just to forward everything under Stuart's name. And then I'm hoping that everything under anybody else's name except for Stuart will stay at that house. And if something comes for me, I'll just pick it up or they can give it to me when
But
I got
why
it.
Can't you just do it individually? Like you do your own.
Well, I guess I could.
Stuart
I'm trying to this way because it just every time I go and try to fix it, it just keeps getting messed
right.
up. So now I'm going to try it just one name at a time.
Doesn't it make you wonder, like, I don't know what your situation was. Wendy, I kind of know yours. But, like, in my lifetime, I've only lived in 5 or 6 places.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people that have lived in 30 places.
Oh. Can you imagine if you were, like, you know, in the Army or something, you're constantly
how do
moving?
You keep
it's so
track.
Difficult. I know.
I've only been in, like, 5 places.
In your
Me
whole
too.
Life, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's really way below the average. But I had cousins when I was growing up. My cousins moved every year. Their dad had a job where every year they were in a new place.
How did they adjust to school?
It wasn't easy. It was not easy.
It was even
annoying, like when your kids move every year to a different apartment in college.
Right.
You know, you're moving and changing and got to forward the address.
When we moved from one part of Evanston to the other, we were still getting mail trickling in 5 months later. That was intended for our original address that we would get finally delivered to us 5 months later. And we moved in the same town. But for people who, you know, because of job or whatever circumstances are moving really often, there's got to be all kinds of stuff they're not getting, right?
Beyond frustrating.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to deal with something like the post office where a simple phone call can't figure it out.
Yeah, because no one answers. I've had some postal questions.
Yeah.
But I live in the suburbs, so I just go, I love going to my post office. They leave the lobby open all night. Sometimes Jimmy Mack
will. I say they leave the light on for you.
No, but sometimes Kona's been in there. Tiki's been in there so many times. Jim would go and mail letters for me, and they leave the lobby open, so he'd just walk through with the dog and put the mail in there. No one's hanging out or loitering in there.
I didn't know they did some.
I didn't either. I thought, you know, it should
be
locked.
They'd lock it up at some point.
Yeah, I mean, everything, like the little area where you can get, like, your packing tape and your packing materials, that's got, like, a gate that comes down.
Right.
But you can go and return your Stitch Fix packages, you know, put them in the priority mailbox just in the lobby. It's open all night.
That's unusual.
And then I kind of like going there during the day.
Is your bank open all night?
You know where I was surprised to see loitering, though, recently?
No, where?
I had to spend some time at Northwestern Hospital.
Yeah.
And I was there late at night, and there are people just sleeping in the lobby at night. Homeless people.
Oh,
you know,
really?
I was very surprised that they would let them. I mean, they weren't bothering anybody, but I was just kind of surprised that they would just let them come and hang out.
That's strange. That's very nice of them.
I thought it was extremely nice.
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
So they were obviously aware of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew them. So they were talking to them. One guy was like getting some cups at Starbucks.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, they knew them. They must be, you know, regulars, and they weren't causing any problems. They weren't doing anything wrong, but I guess it's somewhere you could go in and warm up or cool off at night.
Think about it, though. You know, in the waiting room, if no one's waiting, they're just, it's a warm place with chairs that nobody's using.
And a TV.
I mean, yeah.
Mm.
Was there a TV there, too?
Well, there is in the emergency room.
Yeah, but this wasn't there.
This is in the regular, like, Northwestern lobby. Yeah.
When Terry was in the hospital when the girls were born, she was in for a month prior to their birth. So she was in there for that length of time. And I was visiting her every day. So I got a lot longer of a look of a hospital than I was accustomed to. So what I didn't realize happens at hospitals, I don't know if this is always the way it was, but it was by us, is that the cafeteria gets a lot of older people from the area because the prices are really low.
And it's delicious.
The food is, I don't know if it's delicious. It's manageable, you know?
It's all right. It's come a long way.
Yeah, I guess. But we would see, like, I would go to pick up food for myself or for her. If other people were there, we would go to the cafeteria. And I would see the same people there almost every night. You know, it was, you know, a very inexpensive dining option.
But wasn't it maybe somebody who was visiting a relative? Because some people are in the hospital for quite some time.
No, because I talked to some of them and they told me
they just come there for dinner? They live nearby.
They
enjoy
the
hospital cafeteria has gone up, I have to say.
Big time.
Better than it used to be.
Yes. Yeah. You know, at least you can get a salad bar. You can get a soup or something.
Right.
Or go to the grill and get a turkey sandwich.
Right. True. Yeah. That's why I'm trying my best to get really
sick. And if you go to Northwestern, I mean,
I want to spend
a lot of time there, but Northwestern, on their second floor, they have a million restaurants. It's like a food court.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. They have everything up there.
I like being in the hospital. I know that sounds terrible, but I really do.
Why? You know what I love about the hospital? The warm blanket.
Yeah, it's just...
That's the best thing ever.
I mean, a year and a half ago, I had my knee replaced, and they only let you... I think it's only one night. I mean, it's amazing now.
Quick turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of insurance issues, but it was like... You know, I was really far down up north on Lakeshore Drive, and Jim and the kids were at home, and no one could bother me.
Yeah.
I was very loopy from post-surgical anesthesia.
That plays into it.
It's just kind of like, I mean, I wouldn't want to be in there long-term, and I'm sorry, there are people who are in there, and I'm not making light of it, but for like a little, you know, getting a knee replacement was worth it.
Yeah.
When I had my colonoscopy, the best thing, they brought that warm blanket. Oh.
You like that?
Oh, I love it.
You like the adjustable bed that goes in like 180 different positions?
I don't need that, but it was a bonus.
It's fun to play with.
It is fun to play with.
And you have your like little remote control on the button.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had all male nurses this time at
How'd you pull that off?
Weiss Memorial. I don't know. They were awesome. But I noticed it because usually you'd get female nurses, and now there are more and more male nurses, and they were awesome. And I was telling Jim that after my surgery. It's weird. You're in your room. I had my cell phone, and Jim called to see how I was feeling. I said, don't bother bringing the boys. It's so far from our house. I'm only there one night. So he's like, what are you doing? And I said, I was just at the bar. And he goes, what? I said,
he goes, what bar? And I said, oh, the lobby bar. I was there with a couple of our nurses. I have male nurses. We went down. I had a little, he's like, Wendy, there's a bar in the hospital in the lobby. And then he realized that I just,
you were looped.
I was totally looped, but I for sure thought I went down to the bar, and really? No wonder I liked going into the hospital.
Are you positive you had all male nurses?
Yeah.
You're sure that happened? Yeah.
The physical therapy, again, you get a knee replaced. They have you walking on it the next morning, which is just crazy because you think, oh, no, I'm going to break it.
Yeah.
And some of the physical therapy people or the transport people were women, but...
All male nurses, though. Wearing the, like, no shirts, but just the bow tie?
Yeah.
Yeah, and top hats and stuff?
No top hats. How do they get their stethoscope off?
It's not easy.
Well, that just comes off around your neck.
Sure.
They were great. Because I noticed this was...
This was at Sugar Shack Hospital?
Yeah, maybe.
Chippendales. Chippendales Memorial.
It was worth the...
You pay a little extra.
Yeah, it was worth the extra money.
Right. A lot of people's insurance don't cover that, but, you know, out of pocket.
You pay the difference. They were. I may have had one female nurse, but the rest of them,
really?
Different shifts. Yeah. I mean, again, I was in there one night, two full days.
Yeah.
But still, like, I saw different shifts. Maybe it was 2 days. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
But each shift, you know, changes the nurse. And I think I had 3 or 4 different nurses. Only one was a woman.
Wow. Hmm. That works against the percentage.
There are more male nurses now, and there should be, you shouldn't even say male nurse. I hate that you have to say that. It's just a nurse.
Merce.
I hope you get
Merce
a male
is a
nurse
man
one
purse.
Of these times.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
One of my best friends in high school went into nursing, and when he was doing it, he said in his graduating class there were 3 guys.
Right.
But it wouldn't be that way now.
Well, since Gaylord Focker, right?
Yeah.
He was a male nurse.
He was a male nurse. And meet the parents.
I just got scared. I couldn't. I didn't know.
No,
you didn't know where
parents.
I was going with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just. And then
meet the parents.
I remembered.
Right. Can I divulge who our special mystery guest is on Thursday?
I am so jazzed about this, Jazzy.
The great Henry Winkler will be in studio
with Wendy
and me on Thursday.
The Fonz
this
is going to be here.
Fonzie.
Oh my goodness!
Arthur
he seems
Fonzarelli.
Like such a nice man.
He really does, doesn't he?
Yes.
Anyone who's spent any time around...
Do we know?
11:05.
Oh, good, I'll be here.
And he has to leave at 11:06, Kim, so there's no downtime with Henry Winkler. But anyone
just
who
have
has...
time to go A and leave.
That's it. He'll come in, he'll say A, he'll leave.
Go.
Anyone who's ever talked to him or interviewed him, I've never been lucky enough, Wendy, have you?
No.
They all say the same thing. The nicest man in show business. Aside from being as talented as he is... The nicest man in show business.
What's he doing in Chicago? Can you divulge?
There's a book, a child's book or something.
Oh, is it Henry?
Children's book.
Yeah, he's written several.
Yeah.
I've actually bought them for my nephew, and he loved them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him. I do have a dilemma because I don't like to ask for autographs. I really don't, although 9.5 out of 10 times they don't care.
Right, sure. Right.
It's just awkward,
yes.
And Jimmy Mack has said, you know, I may have to throw down and ask you to get an autograph.
Makes perfect sense. And it's Henry Winkler.
Yeah, but it's his old A Fonzie shirt.
He still has the shirt?
No, but I knew you'd be jealous.
Oh. I had that shirt in orange.
Hey. Did you have it?
Yes, I did.
Mine was in blue, and I've told the story, but anytime I wanted to truly impress a girl, that was the shirt I'd wear, because what girl could resist that shirt?
That really is not the way to go.
I know that now.
Obviously, I would have liked to, Bill, because I had an orange one.
Oh, man, we could have had a great
time.
Yeah,
but you would have been friends. You would have done, like, the A to each other and then looked at the guy behind him. I mean, you know, I could see where guys
I think
would...
I was, like, 10 or 11 when I...
Were you?
Yeah, how old were you?
Older, not a lot older.
Yeah, wait, I'm 54.
I'm 1 year older.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
But if there was, like, I remember specifically there was a roller skating party, and there was a girl that I wanted to skate with, and I'm going through the closet, and then I get to the Fonzie shirt, and I go, what am I thinking? This is
right,
the shirt.
Of course.
Who's going to say no to the Fonzie shirt?
Did you have a Fonzie jacket, too?
No, she's skating with me. I didn't have the leather jacket. No.
I did.
It was the T-shirt.
See, is that in the Smithsonian, I bet?
The jacket is,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I know for sure it is. The T-shirt was the one that had Fonzie, a cartoony version of him.
Yes. Was he sitting on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had that too, Kim? Usually girls didn't
I know.
That.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. But you can't.
And I'm such a fashionista. Like, I can't even believe that I wore that.
A couple of months ago, when we went to Maine, when we were in the airport, we were flying into Boston, and we're at O'Hare, and Terry and I come around a corner, and then all I see in the close distance, is two cops on one side, two cops on the other side, and Henry Winkler in the middle. And there was so much I wanted to say, but it all was happening so quickly. Right. I wanted to say, Mr. Winkler, if you need something at one of the shops, I'll be happy to forward you them. I'll get you some money. You don't have to steal something. But it all just happened so quick that we passed each other. And then I heard later on he was in town promoting something. I don't remember what it was at the time. But I've always wanted to meet him. This is so cool.
That's going to be great.
You know what's weird is I was kind of unclear as to how my kids knew him because they didn't watch Happy Days. Michael and I watch Barry, and he's so amazingly good on that.
The acting teacher.
But Dylan watched every episode of Arrested Development, and I forgot he was on that. So he really runs the gamut of fandom.
You know
what else?
Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
He played a dentist that got into a business deal with Tom's character. And that was just a few years ago.
Dr. Saperstein.
Yeah. Jenny Slate's father.
I just saw him on the Emmys, but did he win an award?
He did not win this year. He won last year for Barry.
That's what I thought. But he was nominated again, wasn't he?
He's been nominated so many times. The only time he won was last year. But,
Hey, it happens.
Right.
Here's another dilemma. I will bring something for Jim to sign, and I'm sure he'll do it. I don't care.
Well, Jim will sign anytime.
No, Henry Winkler.
Oh.
Do we talk Jumping the Shark? Because that episode...
He's talked about it. I've heard him talk about it.
Because it's because of him we use that term, and it really... I watched Happy Days till the end, pretty much.
Yes.
And it
that was the moment. When it wasn't fun anymore.
It wasn't that great anymore.
I know.
All right, well, that's coming up Thursday at 11. What time, Jazz?
11:05.
11:05.
All right. So, can't wait.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll be back and say goodbye next. Good night. Until we meet.
Take accordion lessons.
Why wouldn't you? You gotta take accordion lessons, Wendy.
Well, maybe I will. Another important guest that we have on tomorrow that might be just as good as Henry Winkler, Larry Potash.
Larry Potash, who was originally supposed to play the Fonz, and then they said, no, you're six, you can't play the Fonz.
So he was Chachi.
Yeah, he played Chachi for years. Oh, he was so good as Chachi.
And Robin was Joni.
Yep. For a long time. Yeah. People don't remember.
Nope.
We remember. I don't know how nobody else does. All right. That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow. It should be another exciting adventure. That's what it says on my card anyway. So I'm hoping that's the case. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
From Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN radio on TuneIn. WGN Chicago. A Nexstar Media Group station.